Well, good morning. I just wanted to make a message today, and I want to title it, Sometimes You Just Have To. Sometimes you just have to move on. Sometimes you just have to push your way through to a new beginning. Sometimes you just have to believe, even in the middle of great darkness, that you were called higher, that you were called to excellence, that you were called to stand strong. Sometimes you just have to believe in the middle of the storm, that the storm itself is not going to take you out or defeat you. Sometimes you just have to push through and believe that you were called to greater things, and that the storm is coming upon you so strongly because you were called to great things, not because you weren't called to it, but because you were and you are called to it. Sometimes you just have to put your foot down and say, enough is enough. I'm tired of the rat race. I'm tired of living life and living as though I live truly on a hamster wheel with no direction, no purpose, but I'm tired all the time and I don't have enough money and I don't have enough joy. Sometimes you just have to reach up, go up, believe up before you see up. Sometimes you just have to reach up to a mentor. Sometimes you just have to do the book 10 just because, daggone it, you know. You just know that you know that you know that if you could just pick up the phone and if you could just say the thing, that life is on the other side of all that you fear and all that you doubt and all that you bring that brings you discouragement. Sometimes you just get to a point where you just know that you know that you know that you know. If you continue doing what you've been doing, you're always going to have what you've always had. And sometimes you just have to look up and move up and do it afraid. Sometimes you just have to do it afraid. So yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the newest consultant. I'm talking to the most terrified consultant. I'm talking to the most seasoned director. I'm talking to those of you who, upon listening to the sound of my voice, you feel your spirit starting to churn, going, oh, I know she's talking to me. I know it because I know that if I don't do this now, I will never do it. And if I don't do it now, I will never know what could have been. Sometimes, you guys, you just have to. I'm speaking to those of you now who want a different last 6 months of the seminar year than the first 6 months you took or was handed to you. I don't really believe things are handed to you. In that respect, I believe that we are a product of our choices. We are a product of our thoughts. We are a product of what we truly believe. But what I want to say to you is this. Sometimes you just have to look at a new year and say, this is it. This is the one. This is the time. It's now. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So I want to encourage you today, make your list, sit down with discipline and focus, get to the point where you're just like, so like, daggone it, I just have to. I had a moment like that this weekend where I was sitting in the at January Jumpstart. You know, there's 500 people there. There's two nationals there, the highest ranking, two nationals. And then there were, I think, like, six of us that were feature executive senior directors or above. And the six of us got to go into a private training at lunch with Kirby Kirkpatrick, who was our guest speaker. Kirby is the son of national sales director Sue Kirkpatrick. He was raised from the age of 3 years old on in a home of a man and a woman who believed so much in this Mary Kay opportunity that they built it big. And the product of that, one of the products is this, you know, this man now. He was a little boy when Sue started her business, but this man now who is an incredible, amazing champion in his own way, and he literally makes a living teaching Mary Kay women how to think differently, so that they can get out of their own way, so that they too can be a beneficiary of this incredible Mary Kay opportunity. We got to sit in the training with him, and it was by far the best training I've ever had at any event ever. I mean, the whole time I was sitting there, I was in awe, hearing the words, the truths, the beliefs, the victorious mindset of this man who grew up in a Mary Kay home, you know, really grew up in it. And I'm listening to him and listening to his strategy and listening to his belief and listening to him. And it just resonated so deeply in my spirit. And I just came away with this. Sometimes you just have to, you know, sometimes you just have to fill in the blank. You just have to believe that you were created for excellence. You just have to believe that God has an incredible, amazing plan for your life. Sometimes you just have to believe that this business really does work, because only when you believe it does it actually manifest. So I'm calling you out today, and I'm calling you up today, and I'm saying, for those of you that are just resonating with the sound of my voice and knowing sometimes you just have to, I'm going to encourage you today to do the thing that you know that you just have to do, so that you can have the life that God so desires for you to have. God bless you. Make it an incredible, powerful day.